Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. Today marks the 29th anniversary of the 79-day occupation by Whanganui Māori of the Mautua Gardens, which are sited at Pā Kaitore, Pā. The commemorations began with a karakia at the riverside and kōrero reflecting on the occupation, current issues and plans for the future. Organiser Ken Mair says the 1995 occupation was to raise awareness of land disputes going back to the 1848 purchase of 89,000 acres of the Lower Whanganui by Donald Maclean. Those stories need to be passed down to each generation.
One of the most important things is to have our kura come down here to remember the purpose of Pā Kaitore and to celebrate Pā Kaitore, and of course to ensure we've planted the seed for future generations around the kaupapa of why we came down to Pā Kaitore.
Ken Mair. The principal of one of Aotearoa's fastest-growing schools says the stop-go attitude of government and Ministry of Education is affecting its ability to deliver good outcomes to students. Education Minister Erica Stanford has announced an inquiry into the school property system and halted more than 100 projects, saying she wants to see a value-for-money approach. Papamoa College Principal Eva Ropati says that means cancelling work on the final two classrooms of the current upgrade. He says the school has a roll of 1,800 and is growing by 50 to 100 students each year.
We can't do it on the sniff of an oily rag. We need to be able to be supported with resource in order to do that. There's only so much we can do. It just feels like we've been pushed in one direction and pulled back through government policy.
Te Hauora o Ngāpuhi and the University of Auckland's Centre for Brain Research have developed a new dementia care program incorporating tikanga Māori. Makarena Dudley, the centre's Deputy Director for Māori, says whānau Māori tend to care for whanaunga with dementia at home rather than sending them into rest homes. She says the six-month program launched yesterday at Roma Marae in Ahipara will give caregivers learning and support.
We know that caregiver burnout is an enormous problem, and that's something that we, you know, want to try and mitigate and enable the caregiver, the whānau, to continue to look after their loved one at home for as long as possible.
Raukawa Kite Tonga has appointed lawyer and governance expert Guy Royal as chair of its asset holding company. He replaces Debbie Birch, who has held the chair for 5 years. Raukawa Kite Tonga Chair Rachel Salby says Mr. Royal has over 20 years' experience as a commercial corporate lawyer. He specialises in joint venture arrangements and mergers and acquisitions, and has particular experience working with Indigenous groups. He is the founder of Tuia Group, a professional services firm, a partner with Tuia Legal, and a director of CH4 Limited, a marine-farmed methane inhibitor for the agricultural sector. And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Toodle!